You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, from Aspen, Colorado to Big Bear, California to Hollywood, California, we are the Tastemakers.
Welcome to our good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious second day of winter. You know, it's hard to believe it's the second day of winter when we're broadcasting from our home studios here. Yesterday we had 82. Today I think it's going to be about 80. So I always say someplace around the country, someplace around the world, it's snowing. But here in what I like to call Shangri-La, for Christmas, beautiful.
Wonderful day today. Like Mark said, we're in this home studio today, so we're new to this. Hang in there. There might be some glitches, but we're all ready to go. How was it by you today, Mark?
Gorgeous day. You know, like I said, the weather, they said it was going to be about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday, which puts it around 72. But, you know, as long as the sun is out and you got the blue skies, I'm fine. When it starts getting gray and cloudy and dreary, you know, I don't mind it being cold when it's beautiful out, blue skies. But when it's cold and it's beautiful, it's just gray. It does something to me. Right now, it's a great day to be alive. Okay, well, I guess you're frozen somehow. Well, I guess I'm going to go on since you're frozen. Let's see what's happening here. Okay, funny, he's frozen. Okay, like he just said a minute ago, we're going to experience some glitches, and we've already experienced the first glitch. He's out, so I'm going to continue on by myself as best as I can for right now without the other guy. He usually starts off with the birthdays, but I don't have them. He's got them. He can get them later or whatever. But anyhow, I hope that here we are finding everybody surviving the pandemic. 2020 is, it's amazing. We're coming down to the final end of it in 2020 before we lead to 2021. You know, the vaccine's out there. It's starting to get distributed. I'm not going to get into politics or anything like that. But the, you know, dark times are coming to the end. You know, we saw Dr. Fauci getting his vaccination this morning, which is always good. Operation Warp Speed. We got us the vaccine in warp speed time, which is great. And I'm hoping to get mine whenever it's available. And I encourage everybody else to get it. I know there's some people that don't want to get it. And I think it's only best if everybody does get it. If you don't want to get it, that's fine. But play it safe. Wear your masks. Keep your 6 feet distance. Wash your hands. And I think everything will be all right. So anyhow, here we are in the holidays of 2020. Kind of feels like almost the same thing as any other year, except you go to the mall and the mall is pretty empty. We had Santa at our mall in the first week or 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, and then he was gone. I guess because people just thought it was too risky having a Santa, even if you had 6 feet from him and you had the shield, plastic barrier, people still thought it was too risky for their kids, which is a drag because, you know, all the kids like to see Santa Claus this time of the year. But anyway, I went on a great note about this, you know, what's going on right now in the Christmas season. You go to the mall, you're not going to have any crowds. You know, I walked there and some of the stores, what is that? Not Bed Bath & Beyond, but another one with the soaps and potions and lotions. It was a 30-minute line to get in. When I got in line, I didn't think it was going to be 30 minutes, but it went pretty quick. Got my shopping done. As a matter of fact, after the show today, I'm going to go back out and get some more, do some more shopping. But, you know, good. I mean, boy. All right. Well, go on. Do you have birthday?
Yeah. Practicing socially distant, wearing the mask is very, very positive. You have to wear the mask. We're celebrating birthday today.
I already did that stick when we lost you for 3 minutes because you don't know about the tech about this thing. So anyway, we already went over the mask and social distancing and all that stuff. So let's get you going with the birthdays.
Yeah, I got some good ones here to me today, Mark. One of our friends, Hector Elizondo.
Yeah, I'll say he's...
I bet you get it within three.
Okay, I'll say he's 84.
Wow. 81. So you were within three to the point. Exactly.
Yeah.
Diane Sawyer.
I'd say she's 72.
That's 75. Okay. She seems a lot younger than that. Ralph Finneys.
I'd say 60.
58. Very good again. No YouTubers today. No Instagrammers either. Not a lot of other ones. Senator Ted Cruz.
Oh, all right. Well, we're staying away from politics, but I'd say he's 53.
50. Again, you're within three. You're like one of those guys at the carnival that...
Yeah, right? The carnival barkers?
Guess your weight or your age.
My age? Maybe,
Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey.
Oh, Steve Garvey. Okay, let's see. He's... Oh, this should be an easy one. But watch, I'll miss this one. I think he's 68.
Wow, 72.
All right, only 4 years off.
You're in the ballpark. You're in the ballpark. That's pretty much it. Jordan Sparks. She's
the young one. She's I think she won American Idol. So I would say, yeah, okay. So 20. I'd say she's 30 or 20. 20.
She's 31. You're really good. Okay. That being said, how many American Idol winners can you name?
After the first
three or four, I think I'm lost.
Yeah, I think Kelly Clarkson. Who's the older guy that we was at the interview with us with the white hair?
Yeah, I don't know, but what was his name from Kentucky?
Carrie Underwood, right? Didn't she win?
Carrie Underwood, Fantasia, yeah.
Right? And I think who's the one that won the Oscar for Green Girls?
Yeah,
wow. I guess the biggest one of the bunch. I can't remember.
Yeah. You know, she was like the third or fourth one, but she's probably been then. I think Carrie Underwood's probably been the most successful.
Wait a minute. The Dreamgirls girl, she didn't win. She came in, she was a runner up, I think.
Right.
Yeah. So she didn't even win. Okay.
And we can't even think of her name.
How about that? And she's the
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy. So that being said, this is going to be our last show for the remainder of 2020. And
how about that? Today's the 23rd, so there's only it's today the 23rd, I think it is. So there's only
22nd. No wait.
22nd. Okay. So there's only 9 days left of the year. And
yeah.
You know, like I said before, when we lost you know, we're all happy that this year's come and gone and it's beyond us and we're ready to move on. So make 2021 as good as can be, but I still think it's going to take a few months to get some normalcy back in the groove.
Especially the way things are going. And that being said, wasn't yesterday the first day of winter?
Yeah, first day of winter. Yeah, and I said that too when I was on, when you were off. But yeah, today's second day of winter. Yeah, which is amazing. So now the days are going to start getting shorter, which is great.
Which is great because it's getting dark super early. It's getting staying dark or getting
the dark
earlier. Yes, it's
dark winter.
It's terrible. But bring on 2021. New Year's is going to be something crazy this year.
It's going to be wacky. I mean, there's Stacey was mentioning yesterday. Do you think that Langham is still open that we could even go and bring a dinner and just?
You think so?
And I don't know. She was asking.
Well, I know that it's $300 if you want to spend the night.
Oh, so it is over. I think we're probably going to go there and we're going to bring a dinner and we'll eat out there someplace. I think we'll do something like that. But I didn't know if the Langham was still open.
Like I said, the hotel is open. It's $300 a night. I'm just wondering, are they going to let people just walk on in?
Yeah. I should have contacted, we could have done a promo on the show and pitched them for a night at the place.
Yeah. Like the Cosmopolitan in Vegas, you can only get in if you show your key.
Right.
So yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
But they're still having the CNN thing with Andy Cohen.
Everybody's having their thing. Ryan Seacrest is doing his thing. So
the Rose Parade is not, of course, the parade isn't happening, but they're doing a Rose Parade show. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's just a special. We'll be watching it on New Year's Day.
What are they going to be discussing or doing?
It's going to be like the highlights of the last years and things like that. You know, the Hollywood Christmas Parade did that a couple weeks ago, which was a disaster.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
It's something. I'm very curious to what it's going to be, but You got to have something. And I wonder if they're going to have them sitting out in front of the house or the what's the tournament house?
The Wrigley Mansion.
Yeah, the Wrigley Mansion. They should have a bunch of people out there still, like in KTLA or whatever, still talking and just bringing in.
They should. They
So at least, and then we're still having bowl games on New Year's Day, so that's good, even though we're not having a Rose Bowl.
The Potato Bowl is on right now, isn't it?
One of them is on, yeah.
The Potato Bowl. I didn't know if it was
left. Potato Bowl?
Yeah, the Potato Bowl. It's the Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yeah. A lot of them have been canceled. A lot of them have been canceled.
Sure, but not the Potato Bowl. Not as we speak.
You're right. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
There you go.
And that's going to be followed up by, Mark, one of our favorite towns or cities, the Boca Raton Bowl.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
how the weather is in Boca today.
Sunny and...
Oh, by the way, Mark, it's Chris Everett's birthday today.
Oh, you know, I saw a lot of postings last night. You sure it's today, not yesterday?
She'd be the first one I should have been given a happy birthday wish to.
Yeah.
Chris Everett.
Okay, well, do it now then.
Yeah, happy birthday, Chris Everett, and the Chris Everett Charity is one of our favorite charities, and we've had a wonderful partnership with him for the last, I think, 7 years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sorry, we're not there this year, but we support the charity, and we wish the charity well, and we wish Chris Everett a happy, happy birthday. Don't know how old she is, not going to share how old she is, but just happy birthday to her.
ChrisEverett.com, I think, right? Is that the website to get to her charity?
Org.
Everett.org. Okay.
ChrisEverett.org. So check it out. Wish Chris.
Org.
Yeah. Check it out. Wish her birthday wishes. And also, I think you still can donate to, you can donate year round.
Yeah. ChrisEverett.org.
Right. Yeah.
Are you sure the birthday's today? Because I saw a lot of birthday greetings last night to her. So,
Carrie told me this morning. So,
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was yesterday, it was today. We wish Chris a wonderful happy birthday wish.
And we hope to see you in 2021.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about because I'm not quite sure when we're coming back in January or what's going on. But again, this is our last show of 2020, and we're ready to start the new year. So we got some shout outs to do. We are having our Oscar event taking place in April. So the Oscars have moved that from February to April. So the Oscars are still taking place. We got some shout outs to do. And I guess a new client we have. That we wish to speak about our partnership with Geronimo Clothing.
Oh, okay.
He does not have a website for you to get to. So if you want to visit him on Instagram or Facebook, Geronimo's Clothing is in Old Town Murrieta, which is about 10 miles north of Temecula. Small little town, and he's got a little clothing shop there. It's bespoke design with a side of haberdashery. And a lot of people don't even know what haberdashery is. Haberdashery is men's accessories, clothing, shoes, and he even has a barber shop in his store.
Yeah.
He does not have a website currently. And if you want to visit him, his address is 24710 Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Murrieta. And his phone number is 619-623-1836. And what Geronimo Ochoa,
Geronimo, which is great because that's a neat name for a bespoke store, which is different than any other bespoke store. It's not like Savile Row in London. This is
Mark, why don't you explain what bespoke exactly is?
Yeah, bespoke is self-design. They design it to your individual specifications. In the old days, bespoke was only suits. Now bespoke are cars. You can find bespoke Rolls Royces, bespoke jets. Everything can be bespoke. But in men's fashion, or women's fashion, but primarily men, bespoke is you go into the old-fashioned tailor, you spend a couple hours, or at least an hour and a half, hour with the guy, and the tailor, I guess you can call him a tailor, or a bespoke specialist, he will take all your measurements, your fittings, everything about you, you know, pants, sleeves, shirt, neck, everything. And he's going to get those precise specifications. And then once you leave, then you naturally, you pick the cloth, the fabric, the materials that you want. So
personalized to the T.
Right. So this suit that you're getting is going to be specific to your actual wants and needs. And it's going to be fantastic. And there's not a lot of bespoke tailors here in Los Angeles area.
Right.
When you find one, take advantage of it. Geronimo, we've known him for 5 months now. So here's a guy who he's what word am I looking for?
What he is, Mark, is a self-taught craftsman tailor that he learned the craft from his grandfather.
There you go.
Which makes it a little more unique and a little more special. And I like his slogan. It's bespoke with a side of haberdashery.
Yeah, that's great. And he also does shoes. He makes shoes.
Right, exactly. Shoes. And then in addition to bespoke, the shoes and the clothing, his store, he's got accessories as well. Cufflinks and tie clips. And such. He's got the barbershop in there as well.
And he's also got some vintage clothing there that he's selling, you know?
Right.
Some vintage suits and vintage ties and all sorts of accessories in a neat little little mall. Not a mall. It's an outside. It's a shop, but it's a boutique, which is it's a great location. And like Matt said, he's got the barbershop in there. He's got his accessories.
He's got a little bar in there, too, for cocktails.
Yeah, he's got everything. And I think he's got a television, too. So if you want to go in there and watch the sports while you're getting your bespoke tailored in or get a – I'm not sure what the barbershop is going right now with all the six-foot distancing and so forth. I don't know if that's open right now. But right.
I think they still are being, you know, as long as they're wearing the masks and – and so forth. But anyhow, so if you want to get a suit done, if you want to buy some accessories, if you want to get your hair cut, spend an afternoon at Geronimo's Clothing and Barbershop in the beautiful city of Murrieta. Once again, it's 24710 Washington Avenue in Murrieta, and his phone number is 619-623-1836. If you want to give him a call, make an appointment, check him out. 2021's coming up. You want to treat yourself to a new – actually, well, it's probably too late. It is too late for Christmas, but 2021's coming up. If you want to work on your wardrobe, if you want to spice things up, if you want to treat yourself, if you want to start 2021 with a bang and a new suit, get to Geronimo's. Tell him the Harris twins sent you, and hopefully he can work with you.
Yeah, and again, Matt, does he have any social media sites? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
Social media is Geronimo's Clothing on Instagram.
Instagram, okay.
Let me just double check that real quick.
Yeah, get that out because I think we're working on getting up to speed with all the other social media sites: Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok. You know everything.
Geronimo's Clothing.
Okay, so it's Geronimo's Clothing at Facebook.
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So go there and hopefully you can go visit him or treat yourself to a suit. Why not?
Yeah. You know, a great article in the Murrieta Temecula Valley Vibe about.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So check him out. And I guess he's working on his website once that's up. Hopefully we get that going in 2021. Things will be going a lot quicker.
Great. Looking forward to my next visit down there to Murrieta. And I think we're getting a couple of bespoke suits out of it. I don't know. But we're going to be wearing these clothing at our upcoming events.
Speaking about Murrieta or Temecula or that part of town, we're going to be in that vicinity next weekend, next week, Mark, in Palm Springs, as we like to spend the holidays on occasion in Palm Springs. It's always a wonderful way to spend a couple of days because it's just beautiful out there. It's still kind of sunny, but we'll be staying at a boutique hotel called the Westcott. I believe there's only about 10 rooms. Very, very, it's where I'd like to say it's very, very cool. It's very, where Hollywood glamour meets today. So, we'll be there on Monday, which is the 28th. And then the 29th, on their website, which is thewestcottps.com. Check them out because they are stay somewhere special. I like that slogan. That's what they have. Stay someplace special. And the Westcott, which is a unique, timeless Art Deco oasis. How's that for a description, Mark?
Yeah, I love it. And I think it's been there since, the 30s when Hollywood first discovered Palm Springs. And you had the likes of Bing Crosby and Clark.
And not only do you get complimentary breakfast, they have complimentary cocktail hour. Now, where could you get that?
That's pretty good.
Cocktail hour. And get this too, Mark, adults only.
You know, sometimes you need the adults only because there's only so much
sometimes.
Market you can take, you know.
Hey, family guys. We know how it is to have kids, but we also know how it is to be an adult and a family guy to get away and have some time without hearing Marco and Polo.
Right.
So,
I agree. So
years and years of that.
Marinara.
Their phone number, Mark, is 760-992-5410. Give them a call. See about making a reservation. Their address is 530 East Mel Avenue.
like to make a reservation. I think mine's already made. So I
yeah, like you said, Mark, there's only, I believe it's 10 or 11 rooms. So they book up quick. Even during the pandemic, if you need to get away, they're still safe. Everybody's being sanitized and everything is being as clean as possible. So give them a call. Again, it's 760-992-5410. It's the Westcott Hotel in Palm Springs. And if you're going to Palm Springs, there's literally hundreds of hotels to choose from. And sometimes it's a lot more difficult than others to decide where you're going to stay. And a lot of them are small and boutique, but this is like the boutique of the boutique with only 10 rooms. If you want a little privacy, they got a great pool area. And again, where can you go, not just in Palm Springs, but anywhere, to get cocktail hour and breakfast?
Yeah. In addition to our trip next week, our hotel, we've got a couple tours we're doing. I failed to get their information for this broadcast, though, so I'll get it for the next one. But we're doing a windmill tour of all the windmills they've got out there and a mod home tour.
Right.
Of all the
cool stuff. There's a lot of cool stuff to do in Palm Springs.
Yeah, all the mid-century homes that were built in the 50s, they're really mod. And so they're all hip, cool, and they've got tours on these things where you go out and you check out these great mod houses. So we'll be doing the windmill tour, the mod tour, and we're also going to the Palm Desert Botanical Gardens. So, you know, cool. A bunch of cool things we're doing. I think we're going to we're having some restaurants too, right? Do you have that information?
Yeah, the Las Cazuelas, which is a staple and a signature for the Palm Springs area. It's a Mexican restaurant on the main drag. Is that
Palm Canyon? Palm Canyon.
Yeah, Palm Canyon. And it's been there since the 50s. There's another one, another location as well, but Las Cazuelas, which is whenever you want to get to Palm Springs and you want to eat, you make sure that you book this place and make a reservation in advance because they are jam-packed every night of the week. So
I love Mexican food anywhere, but when you've got good Mexican food, that makes it even better. And you've got good Mexican food at a great, great place, like being right on Palm Canyon. I mean, you've got all the everything you need to make it a really wonderful
all evening. The components and ingredients. Yeah.
To make it a wonderful evening. Yeah.
So we're looking we're looking forward to having a safe, wonderful little couple day getaway in Palm Springs. Again, the Westcott, Las Cazuelas, these tourist attractions that Mark just mentioned. So try to get, even though they're basically saying it's safer to stay at home, and we're going to endorse that. This is a trip that we've been planning for a while, and part of the trip, in fact, the whole main reason for the trip is to see how Palm Springs is coping with the pandemic, how people are surviving and making business still happen on a safe level.
Yeah, right. Matt, do you have the website handy for the restaurant?
For the restaurant? Well, yeah. Las Cazuelas. It's L-A-S. Just a moment here.
Yep.
I'll get that before we're through here.
Yeah. No
but,
big deal.
Yeah, because I don't want to misspell, but I did have it written down here, lascazuelas.com. Yeah, so just give me a second with that. But yeah.
No problem. I find myself drinking more in these last few months because of the pandemic. We're home more. I'm drinking more. What about you?
Are you kidding? It's hard not to. I mean, it was getting to a point where it was almost, what's that? Oh, yeah, great. Yeah. I got that.
Drinking more this summer, this early winter and spring and whatnot. This is a great book. It's the Essential Cocktail, A Complete Guide to Modern Drinks with 150 Recipes. Who knew there were 150 drinks out there that you could make? You know, I stick to the standard. Here's the first one I opened up to this Moscow Mule. But I stick to my standards. My favorite is the Old Fashioned. My next is the Gin and Tonic. My next is the Martini. These are the three drinks that I drink. I guess I've been drinking more and more of during this whole pandemic. And, you know, there's stuff like this, the Sazerac. There's, again, with 150 recipes, there's things in here you've never even heard of. But I tell you, with this recipe book, Sherry Cobbler, Singapore Sling. Everybody knows the Singapore Sling. That was invented at the Raffles Hotel in Singapore.
Do we know what year, Mark?
What year? 1950.
You know, I've got that book, too.
And 1915 at the Raffles Hotel.
Wow.
Only Singapore. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had one, though. I think I'm going to have to make one of these things.
The yeah, you know, I got the same book, and you glance through it, and some of the drinks, you go, wow, I can't believe I've never had this. But some of them you say, oh, come on, who actually drinks this?
Yeah.
You know, some of these, like, complex type of drinks?
Yeah. But this is a great gift. MJ got this for me, I think for birthday or something like that. But this is
Really quick, before I forget, Mark, we'll come back here. Las Cazuelas Restaurant in Palm Springs. The website is Las, L-A-S-C-A-N, I'm sorry, C-A-Z UELAS.com. LasCosuelas.com.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm hungry. Yeah. I'm just thinking about it.
Back to that book, because I have one very similar to that, Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Something just propped up here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But some of the things you got to look in there and you go, who's even going to order this? Not to mention, if you some of those things, if you go to a club or a bar and you order it, is the bartender going to know how to make it?
Look at this. They should. Look at that. I just opened up the old fashioned. The picture's not. The picture's not all that flattering of the old fashioned.
Yeah.
You know.
Just last week I was looking at, it's a simple drink. It's a whiskey sour.
Yeah.
Because I like my whiskey. And it just seems like, yeah. Wait, is that blue? Is the book blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the same one. Mine's like orange, but mine's an older one. But yeah, you're right though. With the pandemic, when you're spending more time at home and you're watching more TV and you're reading more, what have you, and you're not driving. So basically you're spending more time at home. You feel like I'm going to need a cocktail to take the edge off. I found myself having cocktails, every day. And then probably about a month ago, I decided it's too much. I need to take it easy. Now all of a sudden we're into the holidays. Now you're back to either having eggnog nightly or you like your hot toddy. A couple weeks ago you had that, or you're having your old fashions and a lot more wine. And at functions, family functions, you're drinking more champagne. So you find yourself drinking more and more. And here we come to the new year, and you're going to tap it out with, a bang to end the year. And then you start off the new year again with your usual.
You start watching
resolution.
First day of the year, you have a lot of beer. You're drinking a lot of beer for New Year's Day, watching all the bowl games. So it's you start off with you end the year with champagne and New Year's Eve. You start the year with beer and all the bowl games.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So we'll start the year with the usual resolutions again, which in addition to not drinking, eating healthier and then working out. And I know you're a member of a gym. I'm not, unfortunately, but you are. But because they've been closed, you're not working out. So
Did
you say recently, Mark, that you think you're putting on some weight?
Oh, yeah. I think. Yes, I have been the last few months. And again, because, I used to go to the gym all the time, but I'm not. And then early in the pandemic, I used to go on 2-3 walks a day. That just kind of fizzled out over the last few months. So, and then again, you just start eating more snacks, more drinking. And it's just one of those things. So hopefully January 2nd, no more chips, snacks, cookies, candy, ice cream, drinking only on the weekends.
Yeah. The weekends. Boy, that's tough.
Hopefully you could lose 10 pounds or so. My brother recently lost, I find out, my brother-in-law just recently lost 30 pounds. It took him 6 months to lose the 30 pounds, but he lost 30 pounds. And basically his plan, how he lost it was he goes for an hour a day for an hour a day. He's cut off all the snacks in the evenings, no snacks, no candy, sweets or anything like that. And he goes bike riding on the weekend and plays golf. But that's it. Nothing drastic. Just those, just been doing those fundamental, simple things of losing weight. And it paid off 6 months, 30 pounds.
You know, it's amazing because you mentioned that, Mark, about the walking. He walks an hour every day. Yeah. Eric, our old buddy, the only thing he was doing was walking. And he lost 50 pounds. He was walking, I don't know how long, a day. Yeah. But he ended up losing 50 pounds over a course of like 4 months. Walking. That's all he would, and cutting back on the snacks and the sweet stuff, but that's it. No heavy duty regimen, no health food or anything like that. The walking does it.
Last time I had my hair cut, not where I'm going right now, but another place about a year ago, the guy that was cutting my hair, somebody was saying, "Boy, you look like you lost a lot of weight." And he goes, "Yeah, I did." And they asked him, "Well, how'd you do it?" "Walking." He says, "I just go walking. I walk everywhere."
Yeah.
So I guess, that really works. Just keep walking. So we walked an hour yesterday, and the day before we walked for an hour. So you just got to go for a walk.
Very helpful.
So they're also doing a Beat Bobby Flay gift bag, a celebrity gift bag. We've done this with them, our partnership, for 5 years. I think the season just ended. It was, the 20th season?
Or it was the 26th season.
26th season.
Yeah, but seasons aren't like how they used to be before. You can put 2 seasons in a year.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So we have a great partnership with them, and we're doing another one to celebrate their 26th season. So we've got a bunch of brands that are participating. Too many to mention on this show today, but I did want to do a shout-out to a couple, because something I know as well as you, Matt, you like barbecue sauce, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Condiments. Love. Whether love they're it. Steak sauces, any type of meat sauces, but condiments. This one right here, this is J. Lee's, okay? J. Lee's Gourmet Barbecue Sauce. Their website is jleesauce.com, just like it sounds. Just like it looks right there, J. Lee's.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, put it on anything. That's what they say. Put it on anything. And I know
breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yeah, right. I put it on anything. Now, they've got a bunch of flavors. Now, this particular one, I haven't tried this one yet, though, but this is low sugar. I guess a lot of people really want to watch with their weight. We're talking about, you know, we've been talking about that, losing weight, especially this year's been kind of tough. But they've got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sauces. Okay, and I'm going to tell you, they got low sugar, which is this one here, sweet heat, original, gourmet, Cajun, pepper sauce, and marinade. Now, that's a lot of choices. Okay.
And they all sound wonderful.
A taste that all families love. Put it on anything. Now, I love that. So this is a great sauce. So I encourage everybody to go to their website. Again, that's JLEESSAUCE.com. J. Lee's Gourmet Barbecue Sauce. And we thank them for participating in our upcoming Beat Bobby Flay celebration gift bag. So, you know, if you want a good hot sauce, go to this. You know, a lot of people, they just stick to the usual stuff. You go to your grocery store and you get the, what is that, Casey Masterpiece or
Masterpiece. Yeah. Masterpiece is probably the, you know, middle of the road.
Big brands, right?
And you know what? They're all, even the low end brands, they're all about the same price. So you might as well get something a little more, you know,
try something different.
You know, pretty much so. Unless there's a couple that are really like $8 or $9, but for most part, yeah, for most part, they're all in the same, same price range. So
it's like pasta sauce, spaghetti sauce. There must be 20 of them out there, but I think for the most part, people stick with Prego, who's another one?
Yeah. Prego. Ragu.
Ragu, that's it. Ragu and Prego. And then, you know, Paul Newman, I guess his is a popular one because it's pretty good and it's fair price and it benefits the
charity. You know, Mark, Paul Newman is pretty much priced like Ragu and Prego, maybe a buck more if that. So,
Plus, it's better, cool packaging, and the profits go to a charity. So, Paul Newman charities have given out hundreds of million dollars over the last 30 years. So,
yeah.
You might as well get that. We used to get that all the time here at Harris Household.
Yeah.
Years ago, it was always Paul Newman. Always, yeah.
Now Rayo's pretty good if you get it at Costco for a good price, you know.
Yeah.
But two more days till Christmas. Three more days till Christmas. Two more days till Christmas Eve, and it's my daughter's birthday, Christmas Eve, and we'll be done. But it just seems like such a weird Christmas season. Even when you go to the mall, and I get it, there's not a lot of people there. It's just, I mean, people are still decorating, and that being said, some people aren't. So if you want to, you know, take advantage of seeing some decorations without cruising the neighborhood, I like to say get up to Dodger Stadium and pay the $50 to $100 to see their Christmas display. But for crying out loud, Mark, it's a lot of, you know, it's $50 to $100 per car.
I heard it wasn't very good.
What's that?
I heard it wasn't very good.
No, I got to say, you know, it wasn't. It was a lot of blow-up things. It should have been more like the electric parade at Disney with a lot of lights, a lot of light displays, electrical displays, like what they used to have at the zoo and at Griffith Park. But this was a lot of blow up stuff that your neighborhood has. You drive down your street, your neighborhood, see a lot of blow up decorations and so forth. And that's great. And this is not bad. However, you know, if you paid $25 a car, perfect. But it's $50 to $100 depending on what time you go. So that's kind of a drag. But a lot of people need every little thing. I mean, you know, every little bit helps to perk you up, like Hallmark. I know you watch the Hallmark movies, don't you?
Stacey does.
Stacey does. Yeah. One thing I missed this year, Mark, in addition to a lot of other things, is the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Yep.
We had the pleasure of riding in it. We're not having it this year.
Yeah, they didn't have it. Well, there's no parades anywhere. The Rose Parade's off. The Macy's Parade was on, but it wasn't the true parade. It was just right in front of Macy's.
Yeah. And, I mean, it takes place the first weekend, I mean, right after Thanksgiving. It's a great way to start the season, even though they don't show it on TV for a couple of weeks. But, you know, it's free. And we had the pleasure of riding in it. Hell, we've been in two parades. But this was a fantastic one. And it's just weird and wacky. So are we going to go into 2021? Are we going to slowly get back there?
Slowly, you know, again, but the parades, as far as the parades go, you know, Macy's and the Christmas parade, you know, that's still, you know, next 11, 12 months away. So I think by then, for the most part, everything will be back to normal. But up until then, you know, we're you know, again, it starts off with January with the missing out on the Rose Parade, which is a drag because we used to go every year to the Rose Parade. You know, I live right close to there. So we drive, park a few blocks away, carry our chairs, you know, park our, yeah, our cruises right there on Colorado Boulevard for a couple hours. It ends, we're home in 15 minutes. So, I mean, yeah, you know, so it's terrible. Just, again, you can go on and on again about everything that was lost in this year. You know, and you and I, you know, because we go to all these events, all sorts of stuff all year round. One, yeah, of the things that I hated missing, well, two big things this year, on top of everything else we missed, and there was a ton, but the two biggest things I missed was the Emmys, going to the Emmys, and then going to this year's Chris Everett event in Boca Raton, Delray Beach, Palm Beach. Those are the two biggest things that I missed. And again, we missed a ton of things. Yeah. And a lot of people have missed a lot of stuff. Everybody. Yeah. But when you're going to stuff every other day or every weekend, and these are cool events, fun events, socializing, networking, mixing up with people, having a great time, then it's all gone. You know,
you all miss it. I guess it gives you time to reflect on how good you had it,
yes,
and how you missed so much. And when it's taken away from you, you really, really learn to appreciate. Not that we didn't appreciate everything we had, but you really say, man, it was good. Yeah. I missed out on this. I missed out on that. And hopefully it makes us all stronger people and makes us more prepared for what's coming.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? Some people are meaner. Some people are nicer. But let me share something that happened just the other day. Stacy went to the store. She got a gift card. She went to Ralph's, and she got in the line. The woman in front of her had a big load. Her cart was filled. You know, she was doing her weekly or monthly shopping or whatever. It was huge. And so Stacy knew she was going to be wild. So she just asked her, "Excuse me, miss, I've only got the gift card. I'm going to take a minute. Could I just pop in front of you?" And she looked at Stacy and said, "I'm already here." Mind you, she didn't put one item on the conveyor belt yet.
Wow.
She was ready to. And she says, "I'm already here." Now, how difficult would it have been to her just to say, "Not a problem"? While Stacy
didn't
pay for her card, she could have been unloading all her stuff on the conveyor belt, but she didn't. So some people are just mean, even in this holiday season, because it would have been a nice thing. And then Stacy just said, "Well, thank you. Merry Christmas." She left. She went to Vons and bought the gift card at Vons. She was about to
say, and you know what, Mark? It's free to be nice.
Yeah.
No cost. True. It's free.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's all tough, but it is what it is, right?
Yeah. It is what it is. Year is coming to an end. Like Mark mentioned, we got our working on our Bobby Flay event. Oh, it's a gifting. We've got the Oscars coming up in April. And though this year has been kind of slow, of course, we understand. We're hoping that 2021 is going to be a lot more invigorating, a lot more exciting, and a couple other.
It's definitely going to be better than 2020. That's for dang sure. And I think you like variety. You know, you don't want to just have one thing. You like to have shake it up a bit, have a couple different things. Back to our Bobby Flay event. We've got another barbecue sauce here, another great one. I don't know. I don't know which one's better. I like them both. This one is 5 Point Barbecue. Now, this is great. This is a family-owned and operated barbecue sauce company owned by Steve and Catherine Meischelbach.
Yeah.
Meischelbach.
Family-owned.
Yeah, family owned. And their website is the number 5-pointbbq.com. This one I've got right here. This is the Texas Hot Heat Wave. Now, if you like them hot, you're going to get them hot with this one. They not only have the sauces, they also do rubs and Bloody Mary mix. You know, bring in the flavors of barbecue inside your kitchen. That's their slogan, which is great. So this is another fantastic.
Mark, my mouth is watering right now. I need some barbecue sauce on something.
Ain't that the truth?
Eggs.
I like condiments. I like salsas and sausage. You know what? Eggs. I like sauces and salsas on everything. You know, escalates the taste of something, makes it that much better. So this is a great one. Rubs, sauces, Bloody Mary mix. They got five flavors. This one right here is the hot mix. Family owned and operated. You can follow them on Facebook, but go to their website, 5-pointbarbecue.com. I know I did.
Yeah. probably a little too late to get it for Christmas, but get it and start the new year. And maybe you could have some for New Year's Day for your celebration, for whatever you're making for the bowl games.
Yeah, speaking of being too late for Christmas, I ordered something, you know, 10 days ago. It was shipped on the 16th. I got something in the email. It was supposed to be delivered on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 3 days ago. Hasn't been delivered, and I haven't gotten an update. I went to the track information. The only track information that's there is that it left Memphis on the 16th.
And wow.
Then there's no other tracking information.
Well,
there's
when you ordered it, Mark, did they tell you when the expected date to arrive was?
Yeah, Saturday, the 6th, Saturday, a couple of days ago. And then they followed up that with an email on Friday, that's or Thursday, that said, your package should be there on Saturday, the 6th, whatever Saturday was, the 20th or something like that. And it wasn't. And so I find the tracking information, and I went to the tracking, and it just says, left Memphis on the 16th. That's it. Nothing else. So what do I do? Do I call Amazon now? I don't know. They're the ones that shipped it. And Amazon's pretty good. Stacy gets stuff from Amazon.
Was this I'm guessing this was a Christmas gift?
Yes, it was.
Oh, boy.
I don't think that particular gift is going to make it. But I like the story that Frank said about Chelsea, the boots that he bought for $160. Yeah. They eventually came, I guess. And
waived the fee. They got it no charge.
Yeah. So, which is great. So you got the shoe for free.
Yeah.
But I guess he said it took about 4 weeks to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Stacy's had that problem too a lot. Something that was supposed to be, she ordered the World Series ornament, which is of the trophy. And that was supposed to be here 2 weeks ago.
Then where'd you get that from?
I don't know where she got it from, but Amazon, I think. And then it was supposed to be here a week ago. And now they say it's coming at the start of the year. So, you know, what are you going to do?
That's not going to do any good.
No. So we'll have it next.
That should be free.
Yeah. So I don't know how they work that. If they waive they'll give it to you free or waive the shipping fee charges. I don't know how that works. So anyhow, we'll see what happens. But
yeah,
we're waiting for this year.
Have you been watching a lot of Netflix?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, though, I'm watching a lot of Netflix, but not enough. There's so much stuff. I even said to Stacey last night, I said, you know what? We're paying the $10 a month. We should be watching that stuff constantly because it's it's there.
Yeah. What's that? The new something came out on Friday. It was about it takes place in the 30s in New Orleans or whatever about jazz. That looked pretty good.
Viola Davis.
I think this Friday the new George Clooney movie comes out where it takes place during the apocalypse or something. That looked pretty good. You just recently got HBO Max, right?
Just got it. Watching Flight Attendant. You know, which is good. 45 minutes. I think, I don't know, 45 minutes seems kind of long, but, you know, it's good. Lots of stuff. They had that other movie that's set in the 40s. It's about the making of Citizen Kane.
Oh, yeah. What's that called?
Yeah, Mank.
Did you see it?
Mank. No, not yet. It just came out last Friday, I think. Mank.
And we know nothing is out on Netflix these days, except for recently Tenet came out, which blows my mind.
What do you mean nothing is out on Netflix? Everything's on.
I'm sorry. Redbox.
Oh,
Redbox.
Yeah.
So Tenet came out. Watched it the other day. Loved it. But don't ask me what it was about. I couldn't tell you what it was about.
Okay, but you loved it.
I loved it. Yeah.
It's just the Impossible movies and the Ocean's 11, Ocean's 8 movie. The first Ocean's 8 was good, and the last one was good. But the others in between, I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible. Try to figure out what's happening in Mission Impossible.
Yeah. It was entertaining. So I guess that's all that made a difference to me. It was very entertaining. Speaking of entertaining, Mark, us on Storage Wars, the last 3 weeks, we've been on like every week, 2 days a week, marathons. Nothing this week and nothing next week. Classic. And for the last 3 or 4 weeks, it seems like we've been on nonstop.
Classic marathon. Classic Storage Wars,
Not only just A&E, but also FYI Channel.
Yeah,
not everybody's got FYI, right?
No, I don't think so. And the weird thing about that FYI, this year's Miss USA pageant about a month ago was on FYI, which
Speaking of pageants, boy, that's crazy they had that. I'm definitely missing the judging.
Yes.
That was one of our things that we love doing, whether it was Miss New York, Miss California, Miss Missouri, Alabama. Seems like we did a ton of them. Yeah. I miss that. Hopefully it can come back in some capacity in 2021 again.
Yeah, and the season's over now. January, I think, is the end of it. I think it's Miss Nevada is January, I think, isn't it?
And Miss New York.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're still doing it.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Probably not. I think, who knows? But again, then the season starts up again later in the year. So hopefully when the season starts up again later in the year, things will be back to normal and maybe we can get back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Judging them, you know, which is great.
Talking about season ending, The Bachelorette, is that happening tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight's the finale.
You're a fan of the show.
Well, I watch it because I find it amusing and entertaining, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I heard Sam Rubin saying today something crazy happened or last night was a terrible – anything particular happened to make it a little more eye-popping?
No, not really. One of the guys decided he's not ready for marriage, so he bailed. He was meeting with
me. How many guys are left?
Well, there's two, but last night, one of the guys that got booted off 2 weeks ago suddenly came knocking on the door and he's back. So,
is he the Harvard guy?
No. He came back. He came back 3 weeks ago. He got kicked off, but then he came back 3 weeks ago. Now, the other guy that got kicked off 2 weeks ago, he came back yesterday. So I think he's going to be in the final three now. We're down to two because the other guy left that decided he wasn't ready for marriage. So we're down to two. But late in the episode yesterday, the other guy, Ben, decides to come back because he never got a chance to tell her he loves her.
Oh, boy.
That's where it ended last night, where he came back and she's talking to the producers. What am I supposed to do now? You know, we've got the rose ceremony right now. And he just came knocking at the door. So what am I supposed to do? So that's how it ended. So tonight is naturally going to be the most exciting climax in Bachelorette history, which is what Chris Harrison says every year, every season, everyone. So
I better set the TiVo then just in case.
We TiVo it. We watch it. We pop right through it. It's entertaining. It's ridiculous. But because I had a partnership, we had a partnership with them for years with, you know, we hosted the gifting suite for the bachelor wedding. We did bachelor
partnership.
You know, we've got the partnership. So I have to keep watching, keep my, keep into the loop here on what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're winding down on time right now. Yep. So, again, like Mark mentioned earlier, we got the Bobby. There's still a little more time for it because it's been extended. The gifting has been extended. So we do have a couple more weeks. So if you're worried or concerned about missing it, we do have about two more weeks. Again, because of the popularity and interest, we've extended it. So our Bobby Flay gifting is coming up within the next 2 weeks. We're doing our annual Oscar gifting suite and gift bag. So that's taking place in April. So a lot of time. I think we still have some spots up for that. I think we have about 14.
So send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Go to our website at wildcreationsmedia.com. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wildcreations, Instagram, Twitter, not on TikTok yet, but maybe soon, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's more like just a.
So go to Wild Creations, YouTube / Wild Creations. We've got the YouTube channel too. Not much there, but at least it's something. So go ahead and visit that as well.
Yeah, and we're not on this week or next week, but keep looking for us on Storage Wars. We're on A&E. I believe it is on Wednesday. Is that correct, Mark, or Tuesdays for Storage Wars?
I don't even know what day it's on now.
But it's on Wednesdays. So, again, we're not on this Wednesday or next Wednesday. So check us out. I mean, we'll probably be on in 2 weeks, and FYI channel as well if you have it. Check us out as well. So FYI. And
everybody have a safe Christmas, a safe Hanukkah, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. It's just a couple of days away.
Yeah.
But just use common
sense. Come in there, everybody.
Use common sense. Stay 6 feet from everybody. Wear a mask like this guy over there. Wash your hands. Sanitize. Be nice. Like he said, there's nothing wrong with being – it doesn't cost nothing to be happy or be nice.
Yeah.
And but, you know, as we finish off this year and head into the next year, just be safe. We're gonna beat this thing, and 2021 is going to be a great year. Harris Brothers are back, bigger than ever. We're going to be going to events again, our Oscar events, thing, beat Bobby Flay, and who knows what else is going to be in 2021.
Should be an exciting year.
Yeah. Be safe. Have fun. And just enjoy life because it's too short, you know.
And regardless of what's going on now, just take it for granted and just be glad you're still here and enjoy life even that much more.
Yeah,
a lot of people are struggling.
Until next time, have a great holiday season, and we'll see you in 2021. Cheers.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.